I could get that I could shoot you, but
okay.
My contact info.
My brother, construction.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm looking for Harry. Is he available?
Is he?
Hey, Harry. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time. The reason I'm calling is just really trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if it came across your desk. It was like through direct mail, so I know those things usually end up in the trash can, which is totally understandable. But really what I'm trying to call about is just seeing if you have any needs right now for Criminal Capital. You got pre-approved for $250,000 because you guys have some good lending history with financial agent that you guys did last year.
What does pre-approval mean?
Pre-approval means on your DNB credit profile that you guys have, that we see, you guys have some good lending history, so you've been pre-approved for, you know, to equipment or capital if you have any kind of needs right now or in the future or any time of the year.
At what rate?
What's that?
At what rate?
Well, what are you looking for?
About 3.6.
3.6 million?
3.6% interest.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I'll get you the best rate that you can get, that you qualify for. Do you already go through somebody else?
Let's think about it.
Yeah? How's business been for you?
Good.
Yeah?
Who are you with?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I can send you an email. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's think about it.
Yeah? Are you looking for anything anytime soon?
Not right now.
No? Well, the only reason I ask that is because actually the division I work in, you know, I deal with a lot of construction companies, and I know that business is kind of like booming right now for a lot of construction companies. And, I mean, if you have some jobs coming up and things like that, I mean, are you on a net 30 or net 60 or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I mean, if you have, you know, projects coming up here soon or anything like that, you know, you guys might need some cash flow or, you know, to bring out some equipment. You know, I mean, we have shorter terms. So, I mean, our loans might be a little bit more expensive, but if the return on investment is there, then, you know, if we're $100 more expensive than your bank or something like that, what is the deal with the rate? You know, if you're going to make $100,000 on a piece of equipment, then there should be no
profit.
I'm sorry?
That's losing profit when you got paid more money out.
But if you're cutting your profits down to $100 to $200, then I would say it's not even worth it to be even looking for anything, really. But, you know, if you, like, let's say I have a company right now that's looking to get a forklift. Now, this forklift is going to give them, you know, they're going to go through their bank, but that's going to take about 2 months to get that. So they're already losing 2 months out on profit, which will make them $200,000 in those 2 months. So they're never, ever going to get that ever again. So if they went through us, which we can get you, you know, funded within by the end of the week, now you have $200,000 that you just made in those 2 months. You're never, ever going to get that if you go through your other bank. Now the rate question is the exact same. So even though if you went through your bank to get it more cheaper, we made you more money.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
All right, can I send you an email with some information?
No, I got you the letter.
Okay. Oh, you actually have it?
Okay. Is that the office somewhere?
Okay. It should have, like, the yellow crown on it.
Okay.
All right.